This is Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll hear what Michael Perry has learned about working and writing by living in Wisconsin.
First, vaccination rates in Wisconsin lag behind other states, and the Medical College of Wisconsin wants to change that with a new program starting this month.
WPR health reporter Shemaine Mills joins us with the details. Shemaine, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
So why are people seeing a need to increase Wisconsin's vaccination rates? Why is this a priority?
Well, to get right to it, they're low, especially certain diseases like the seasonal flu. We don't vaccinate even half the population. And so there's an effort to boost that along with other vaccinations, like the more common ones, measles, mumps, rubella, polio. We aren't as low in those shots, mainly because you have to get them to go to school. But we do see lower rates for toddlers and preschoolers for that 7 series of shots.
So the rates overall are low. And how do we compare, do we know, to other states?
Well, when you take a look at the flu, no state reaches what the CDC would like, which is 70% vaccination.
And where do we end up in Wisconsin on the flu?
The flu, we're at 44%.
So way under that CDC recommendation.
Right. And it's not like we're an outlier. As I said, most states fall short of the 70%.
Are there specific demographic groups that are lagging behind more than others?
Well, I talked to the dean of the pharmacy school at the Medical College of Wisconsin, and he said Black and Hispanic seniors tend to be lagging on tetanus and pneumococcal, so pneumonia. All groups lag behind on flu, as we talked about, and shingles, that's for older adults, not a lot of vaccination there. Plus, anyone who doesn't have a doctor. I mean, that's how many of these people are reminded or told to get shots. And there's a substantial population that just doesn't have a primary care doctor.
And that leads to this new approach you talked to the Medical College of Wisconsin about. What are they trying to do, especially for that group?
Well, they want to expand immunization, basically go to where people are. And a number of people go to drugstores for other things, their customers. So the thinking is if they're in there to buy something, maybe we could get them a shot, whether it's for the flu or HPV. And state law does allow this. So pharmacists already give shots for the flu in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I don't know how widespread
it is. Mine
too.
Yeah, I see that around. Yeah.
So the thinking is maybe we could train them to give other shots.
And would they be able to vaccinate anyone, or are there limits as to who a pharmacist is able to give a vaccine to?
Well, theoretically, they could vaccinate anyone. But realistically, if you have a small child, you're going to the pediatrician. Mm-hmm. Your pediatrician is going to tell you what shots you need, and you most likely are going to get it there. If you're elderly, you probably have an established relationship with the doctor. He or she is going to tell you what shots you need. You're going to get them there. But there are a number of people, like I said, who do not have a primary care physician, and so they might go to a pharmacist and get these shots.
Now, the Medical College of Wisconsin is working on this. I assume that we're not going to wake up one day and every pharmacist in every town is offering vaccinations. How are they trying to roll this out?
Well, it starts in January, but it's going to take some time. First of all, there's a number of pharmacists who may need training. And then there's the question of, do they want to offer this? How are they going to get reimbursed? There's all sorts of questions. And then they still have to find out what demographics, what neighborhoods have low vaccination rates. And how do you go into these communities and try and persuade them this is a shot you may want to consider getting? So there's a lot of work to be done before we see widespread shots at drugstores.
And is the idea that they would pilot this maybe in some of those neighborhoods with low vaccination rates?
Right. Before they do that, they'll probably roll it out at the satellite campuses of the Medical College of Wisconsin. So we're talking Wausau is one of them. And because they're affiliated with the college, they have a working relationship. So,
and is anybody voicing concerns about this? This is a little bit different way of doing things when it comes to vaccines.
Well, not publicly, but I reached out to the Wisconsin Medical Society, and they said, no, we're on board with this because we want to see people vaccinated. Mm-hmm. It's a public health concern. We want protection against those diseases. But they have some caveats. First of all, they want to make sure that it's entered into the Wisconsin immunization records. So the left hand knows what the right hand's doing. If your druggist gives you a shot, does your physician know if you have a physician? And they want to make sure these people are trained. You know, whoever's giving the shot knows how to do it.
And that's huge for kids in particular, because I know as a parent, if you want to send your kid to school, you have to have that up-to-date vaccination record. So that's an important hurdle to overcome, it sounds like.
Right. And there we've seen an increase in the number of kids who ask for an exemption. Mm-hmm. And it gets to the point where public health officials are concerned because they want as many people protected as possible. Some people can't get shots. And so it's important for those who can get shots to have that immunity. And so they actually put out a map online showing the vaccination rates for these school shots. And it varies greatly across the state.
So this effort from the medical college to boost vaccinations by working in drugstores, I know it's early, it hasn't even started yet, but do they have an idea of what success looks like?
Well, of course, they'd like to see fewer vaccine-preventable diseases. Mm-hmm. Whether they'll be able to achieve that in 30 months is unlikely. They'd like to boost the vaccination rates. But I think it just getting pharmacists thinking about this and laying the groundwork for increasing what they call the medical home, basically getting care in different places, because everybody's working towards the same goal, try and get people healthy, get them the shots they need. There are problems with convenience and logistics. Not everyone has a doctor, can make it to a doctor, that kind of thing.
All right, we'll leave it there. Chimene, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Chimene Mills covers health news for WPR. She joined us to talk about a new effort sponsored by the Medical College of Wisconsin that aims to increase vaccination rates around the state.
Coming up, Wisconsin author Michael Perry joins us for a chat about his collection of essays that focuses on work and what he's learned from the various jobs he's held.
Stay with us here on Central Time.